The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Over at Ossoff headquarters, do you think they started the night with Hillary-style optimism, recalling November 8th?
I think they did. It was only about a mile away, and the scene at the Ossoff headquarters was this was a turning point. This was going to be a referendum on President Trump that would set up the Democratic Party for 2018. I think they're deeply disappointed, but I wasn't very surprised because based on my reporting, John Ossoff never really found the secret sauce for how Democrats can win in Republican areas. He didn't really go after President Trump. He had somewhat of a vague message on the economy. He spoke in platitudes trying to appeal to moderate voters. But at the end of the day, he wasn't really running a campaign that had a razor-sharp edge that you really kind of need to be truly competitive in a ruby-red suburban area.
John Ossoff, I think, deserves some credit, some benefit of the doubt for not being a wild-eyed liberal firebrand. Will the political science of this say that even in Georgia, if he had come out and been a little more Nancy Pelosi, a little more Bernie Sanders, a little more bright colors and fewer pastels, that he might have done better?
I'm not sure about that. I think Ossoff thought being civil and being not running a negative campaign in a real strident way, and also really trying to not be a Bernie Sanders progressive, that he'd have a shot. But you wonder, did the Bernie Sanders voter, there may not be tons of them here in the Atlanta suburbs, but did they actually come out for Ossoff? Ossoff wasn't running as a referendum on Trump, even though a lot of the core Democratic voters wanted this race to be a referendum on Trump.
And I think ultimately it was a referendum on Trump. But I also think it was a referendum on Nancy Pelosi, who was successfully wrapped around his neck in a ton of commercials.
I think the Pelosi point is an important one because the House Minority Leader is going to be a burden for Democrats in 2018 in these kind of districts. And it's a tough situation if you're a Democrat, because if you look at the House right now, all the Democrats there mostly come from liberal districts. The Democrats who are in the House now were able to survive the 2010 midterms. They were able to survive the 2014 midterms. So that's a liberal party in terms of the Democratic side of the House. But if the Democrats actually want to take back the majority, they're going to have to get some Heath Schulers of the world. Remember when he ran in North Carolina
Tennessee, and
won?
Yeah. Or North Carolina,
NFL player.
Yeah. Sure, uh-huh. North Carolina.
And that's the challenge for them. Where are the Heath Schulers or even the John Ossoff? Where's their path to victory right now? And Pelosi, it seems Republicans can run a 2010-style campaign against Pelosi.
I went to your Twitter feed, and you found Greg Bluestein, political reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, who says his hunch is that Ossoff runs again in 2018. I don't believe for one minute that John Ossoff runs again, or if he does run, that he wins the primary.
Okay. Well, I think he may run still for this reason. If you're in a suburban Republican district, who else is going to run? Because the Democratic Party has been depleted in its ranks in the state level. Not a lot of Democratic state lawmakers in places like Georgia, at least in the suburban areas. Not a lot of state senators in these Republican towns and cities. So Democrats want the former NFL players like Heath Schuler. They want the state senator with deep background and gray hair and community ties. But this is what they're going to have as a challenge in 2018, a recruitment challenge. If those people don't exist out there, the moderate Democrats who have deep roots in the districts or real political profiles, they may have to turn to the younger millennial types like John Ossoff if they want to put up candidates in each of these districts.
I think that's thoroughly sound analysis. Just on kind of a personal, organic level, I don't think he is going to have much interest in being bloodied again. God, I mean, how much punishment does this young man want?
It's a fair point. I was here in April when he almost won the seat outright in the original round of voting. He came so close to getting 50% but didn't get it. Now he lost by a few points here in June in the runoff. So you're right. It, for him to continue, it's going to take some political pain, some thick skin. But he's 30 years old. He raised $23 million.
That's true.
How he repeats that in 2018. And this was probably his moment more than anything. But I'd actually say his moment has faded even since April. I always thought April was really the moment for Asa to win it outright and really surprise Trump. But well, between April and June, when I was here then and now, I've seen such a change on the ground. Republican super PACs have come in here. Republicans woke up and realized they needed to put some real heft behind Karen Handel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.